your paper.
What's this about Truman wearing out three typewriters? What's he writing anyway?
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the party.
Yes, friends, it's The Kid on the Corner, starring radio's foremost young actor, Walter Tetley, as Danny Blake, and brought to you each week at this time by the makers of nothing. Ordinarily, this is the spot where we would tell you a little about our product, but since at the moment we don't have a product, we'll get right into the show and meet the characters with whom Danny Blake comes in contact. Here he is, Walter Tetley, as The Kid on the Corner. Now let's look in on the corner of Adams and Main in Wellington. We find Danny about to enter Ma Elliott's bakery just down the block from his newsstand. It's mid-afternoon of a hot summer day.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every paper that I sell.
Well, if it isn't my favorite newspaper, man. How are you today, Danny?
Just fine, Mrs. Elliott. Here's your paper. I thought maybe it... Oh, hi, Officer Kennedy.
How goes it, Danny? Any new crimes for me today?
Come to think of it, there is some horrible news in this afternoon's edition that might interest you.
Yeah? Well, what is it?
There's an article that says from now on, Dorothy L'Amour is going to wear the new look in all her pictures. No more sarongs.
Oh, is that all? Why should that interest me?
You don't call that a crime? Oh. Well, I guess I better be getting back to my corner.
Just a minute, Danny. I just came from Jake Nichols' cigar store, and, you know, he isn't at all happy about what happened yesterday.
Jake Nichols?
Why, what do you mean, Kennedy?
Jake thinks it was you that put the roller skates under that wooden Indian he kept out in front. What about it?
Sounds like a great idea, but I didn't do it.
Now, Danny, why don't you admit it? Jake says he saw you go by not 5 minutes before it happened.
Oh, stop, Kennedy. If Danny says he didn't, he didn't. And anyway, what's so terrible about somebody putting roller skates under his old wooden Indian?
Well, that wasn't so bad, but whoever did do it also tied a rope to it and hitched the other end to a car that was pulling away from the curb.
Oh.
You should have seen the people on Main Street scatter. With that tomahawk in his hand, it looked like Geronimo was on the warpath again. I'll have to admit it was kind of funny, but I'm supposed to find out who did it. Jake claims that Indian was worth $100.
Well, what happened to it? Didn't he get it back?
No, he didn't. It finally bit the dust over on 4th and Maple when the car went around the corner. Nothing left of it but toothpicks.
Gee, that's a shame. But I didn't do it, Kennedy. Honest, I didn't.
Well, if you ask me, it serves Jake right, that little cheapskate. If he wasn't so mean and nasty, that sort of thing wouldn't happen.
Ah, he'll be all right. I'll go stop in at the cigar store and be extra nice to him.
Well, I don't see how you could.
It'll be tough, but I'll do it. Well, see you around. Bye, Miss Elliott.
Goodbye, Danny.
Bye, Danny.
Yeah, what was you saying, Jake?
And I was saying, Greenpoint, we got to be more careful. I'm supposed to be running a business here. I don't want to get hauled in for letting a bookie operate in my place.
Slow down, Jake. Nobody's going to arrest you after all. I'm the one that's taking a risk, even if it is your phone I'm using. Hey, you're doing all right, too. It's your 20% cut.
Sure, but just be careful, that's all. Some of those wise guys down at City Hall would just love to get something on me, and I don't want them finding out what goes on.
Relax, will you? Those yokels couldn't find MacArthur if the Republican convention was held in their office.
Okay, make jokes, but just remember what I said.
Don't worry, Jake. Everything's going to be... Hey, well, look what's coming up out front. It's your little pal from up on the corner.
Huh? Oh, that little pest. Now, you watch what you say up around him, Greenpoint. Sometimes he acts like he knows more than he should.
Mm.
Afternoon.
That's a shrewd observation.
Come on, beat it, kid. We're busy discussing oil conditions.
No kidding. Who do you like in the 5th of Saratoga tomorrow?
100%.
I tell you what, if it's a fast track, sweep Pauline.
You're not Greenpoint. Now go on, get going, kid. Go peddle your papers.
Such hospitality.
Say, wait a minute there, kid. Did you, you ever smoke a cigar?
No.
Well, here. I guess it was a little bit of broth. Just to show you there's no hard feelings, here's a nice, big, bright cigar for you.
Well, gee, Mr. Nichols, I guess I had you all wrong. But I don't think I should ought to take it.
Why, sure you ought to, kid. I want you to have it. Go ahead, here.
Well, it's sure awful nice here. Thanks a lot. Well, I gotta be running along. See you around.
Well, now, wait a minute. What's the matter? Ain't you gonna light it up?
No, thanks. I don't smoke, so I'll give it to Charlie Carson. What? He loves it.
Why, you... Come back here. That little smart aleck, I might have known he wouldn't smoke it.
Yeah, it's too bad, too. I bet 8 to 5 who would have got green as a snooker table in 2 minutes.
Oh, shut up. Well, there must be some way of keeping that kid off the corner up here.
Yeah. Hey, how about this? Why don't you start a newspaper war? Undersell him.
What do you mean, undersell him?
Sure, if you sold your papers at cost, he wouldn't sell money for a nickel around here, would he?
Say, I think maybe I've got something here.
He's got something here, Big Shot.
I sell my papers for what they cost, and nobody would buy them from him. And he'd have to move to another corner. That's it. That's a great idea.
Here, Jake. You're practically a genius.
Mm-hmm. I've got it. I'll make a big sign to go out front. Big letters. Buy your papers here for 3 cents. Be practical. I'll show that little squirt a thing or two about business.
Hey, Danny, want to see my new top? Look, Tyrone, I got no time for tops. I'm a businessman. You never heard of Henry Kaiser playing with tops, did you? Well, no. Of course not. He's strictly a yo-yo man. How's it going today, Danny?
Terrible.
All of a sudden, I'm not selling any papers. I must be losing my grip. All I'm getting lately is headline readers.
Maybe it's the start of a business procession. I heard my dad talking about it.
The word isn't procession, Tyrone. It's precession. But I don't think that's what's wrong. Probably just a temporary slump.
Gee, you're smart, Danny. I sure wish I was as smart as you.
Yes, sir. Someday I'll be writing a column, reporting the big news, covering important events, anything.
That's funny. I could have swore I've been working too hard lately.
Look down a little.
Huh? Oh, hi, Tyrone. I couldn't see you behind that stack of papers. Hey, Danny, did you hear about the book Leo DeRocher's writing?
No, kid. What's the title?
Now, get this, kid. It's called My Day by Leo DeRocher. My Day. The rain day, don't you get it?
I got it.
Well, why ain't you laughing then?
Because it ain't funny, that's why. That's as old as last week's gravy.
All right, all right. I still think it has an element of humorous, isn't it?
What's eating you, Tyrone?
Nothing. I just think it was awful funny, though. And...
What's so funny about it?
It's funny she didn't watch where she was going.
Hold her, ain't they?
No, the lady's back out of the parking place.
Oh, for Pete's sake, get in the game, will you, Tyrone?
Yeah. Hey, Danny, what's that sticking out of your pocket there?
Huh? Oh, it's just a cigar.
Danny, have you taken up cigar smoking? I'm ashamed of you.
No, it's one that was given to me. I'm just saving it to give to Charlie Carson over at the malt shop.
Oh. Well, for a minute there, you had me worried. You know, them things can stunt your growth, you know. Those are bad. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I stopped in at Jake Nichols' place a while ago, and he gave it to me. He thought I'd smoke it and get sick. Boy, was he burned when I told him I was going to give it to Charlie.
Yeah, give it to Charlie. Hey, that reminds me. When I drove past Jake's store a while back, I noticed a big sign out front. Have you seen it?
No, what about it?
You know what that lousy rat's doing? He's got this sign he painted out in front that says, buy your papers here for 3 cents. Be practical.
What?
Buy your papers here for 3 cents. Be practical. That's what it said. I seen it with me old baby blue eyes.
Well, he can't sell papers for 3 cents. That's what they cost him.
Man, he must have gone off his rocker or something.
Wait a minute. I think I'm beginning to see the light.
I don't see how he's going to make any profit on them if they cost him that much. Unless, of course, he sells an awful lot of them. He must have lost some of his marbles.
No, that's not. He's not trying to make any profit on them, Harry. This is just another one of his big ideas to make me move to another corner. No wonder I haven't been selling any papers here for the last half hour, the lousy rat.
Gee, that's rough, kid.
Yeah,
I sure hate to see you have to move to another corner on account of that two-bit chiseler. I'd miss you when I drove up to my cab stand. Who'd I have to talk to when I wasn't busy?
The lousy rat.
Yeah, I could talk to the lousy... Oh, my God.
Hold everything. I think maybe I've got an idea.
Yeah?
Carol, take over for a while. I've got work to do.
Well, wait a minute, Danny. What are you going to do?
I'm going to bait a rat trap. See you later, Harry.
Danny will be back in just a moment, but first a word from our sponsor. Friends, you've heard me say a lot of nice things about our product, nothing. But I want you to try it for yourself. See for yourself that what I'm trying to tell you about nothing is true. Now, take a tip from the editor of the Examiner who says, we're doing our best to keep abreast of the times. That's why we're behind nothing 100%. Now, I know that we all have our bad days as well as our good ones, but there's no longer any excuse for anybody to feel discouraged constantly. What is it that can chase away those blues when you've lost your job, or the house burns down, or your alimony is due? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is being made in one of the world's largest, most modern factories, which until recently was an aircraft plant. Three 8-hour shifts are devoted to the exclusive manufacture of nothing, and the demand still far exceeds the supply. In a recent nationwide survey, when asked what they like to sleep in, 9 out of 10 pygmies said, I prefer nothing. Now remember, nothing can be purchased in any store without money. And here's some good news for budget-wise people. President Truman has indicated that taxes on nothing will be lowered in the very near future. Thank you. Get back to the corner of Adams and Main, where we find Danny's protege, Tyrone, in charge of the newsstand. Danny just approached.
Extra paper! Read all about it!
Hi, Danny.
How's it going, Tyrone? Been selling any?
No, I haven't sold a one since you left. Where have you been?
Oh, I've just been tending to a little business matter. You know, I've got a hunch that things will start picking up pretty soon.
Extra! Extra! High price of underwear may solve the coal strike! Extra!
Here, kid, paper. What's the price of underwear got to do with the coal strike, anyway?
John L. Lewis says they can't afford another union suit.
Boy, Danny, you were right. Things are picking up, aren't they?
Certainly. You see, Tyrone, the basic underlying principles of economic business is competitive competition. Without that, you're dead.
Dead?
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, sure. Well, what about Jake selling his papers for 3 cents?
All of that. Well, to tell you the truth, the more I think about it, the less it worries me. You see, there are a couple of things that are very important to a successful businessman. The first thing is a good personality, which Jake doesn't have. And the second thing is... Oh, brother, I'd hate to have to keep that clunker in tires.
Greetings again, I shouldn't see who's here!
Well, well, the wacky hacky returns.
A very clever piece of deduction, Danny. Kennedy couldn't have done better.
Now, you're just confused.
I am.
A big climb in Wellington, he could solve it.
Applesauce. Kennedy couldn't figure out who killed Cock Robin.
Who did, Harry?
Who did what?
Who killed Cock Robin?
Well, how should I know? I ain't supposed to be a detective. Drugstore a minute, Danny.
How do you like that? He's a mind reader, too. Well, it's back to the tonsil torture, I guess.
Hey, X-ray! Read all about the heat wave moving this way! X-ray vampire! Hey, Usher.
Say, isn't that your girl coming up the street?
Where? Yeah, it's Sally. She's coming right toward us. Gee, ain't she wonderful.
Fully.
Watch your language, Tyrone. This is no way to talk about the girl of my dreams.
You must be having nightmares. I don't understand what you see in women, Danny.
Just wait till you're a man, Tyrone. You'll see. Hi, Sally. Gee, it's nice of you to come by to see me.
Oh, Daniel. I had to come by this way. I'm meeting Father in a few minutes at the record shop. He's going to buy me an album of Beethoven.
Gee, that's too bad. Couldn't you talk him into an album with Spike Jones instead?
Oh, please, Daniel, don't be vulgar.
But, Sally,
And don't bother to explain.
But I ain't.
And don't say ain't. It's very poor grammar.
But you...
Never mind, Daniel.
Boy, Danny, you sure got away with women.
Shut up, Tyrone. Get lost, will you?
Oh, here comes that horrid taxi driver. Just look at those sloppy clothes. Isn't that repulsive?
No, that's Harry. That's what I mean.
Well, Skinny, are we having a little tete-a-tete?
Harry, you know my friend Sally Hulk, don't you?
Oh, sure, I've seen her around. Hiya, Sally. What's new with the bowling alley?
Well... Ixnay, Ixnay, Harry. Take it easy. Come on, Sally. Let's go down to the bowling alley. I mean, the mall shop. I'll buy us a soda. How about it?
Well, I don't know. I'm afraid...
Oh, come on. It'll only take a minute. Anyway, I have a very important matter to discuss with you.
Well, all right. But what about your papers?
Well, I'll just turn things over to my assistant for a while. Where's Tyrone? Tyrone! Tyrone, it's all yours!
Okay, Danny.
Bye, Harry. See you later.
Yeah, so long, kids. Well, what do you say, Tyrone?
Fully.
Not bad, huh, Sally? I still say Charlie makes the best soda in town.
Oh, it is delicious. Would you like the rest?
Oh, no, thanks. I couldn't hold another drop.
Well, I'm full, too. Guess it'll just have to go to waste.
Well, in that case, I might try to finish it. I hate waste.
Well, how are they, kids?
Oh, just fine, Mr. Carson.
Well, and thanks for the two straws, Charlie. Say, I almost forgot. Here's a cigar for you. Compliments to Jake Nichols.
Fat Buzzer sends me a cigar? Can't believe it.
Well, he didn't exactly send it to you. He gave it to me, and I thought you might like it.
First time I ever heard of him giving away anything. Hear the latest? Jake's selling papers for 3 cents.
How did you know about that?
Oh, I know what's going on around here. What's he trying to do? Run you off the corner again?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah? Well, what are you going to do about it? Want me to go tear that sign down so nobody will know about it?
Oh, no. That wouldn't be legal. You'd get into trouble doing that.
Oh, poppycock. What kind of trouble could that little weasel make? Everybody in town knows he's crooked.
Well, if Mr. Nichols is dishonest, well, why don't they incarcerate him?
What good would that do? What they ought to do is throw him in jail. It's none of my business. But I heard he was run out of St. Louis just before he came to Wellington.
Well, I'm still selling papers on the same corner, Charlie. You see, Jake doesn't know that I happen to have the two things necessary for success. Two things that go sort of hand in hand, you might say.
Mm-hmm. What are they?
Personality.
Oh, please, let's not talk shop, Daniel.
Oh, yeah, she's right, Danny. Say, what's this I hear about your brother and his wife? How they doing?
Oh, they're fine.
Getting along all right?
Well, sure, why?
Well, anything of that story about them having a fight last week?
A fight?
Yes, Mrs. Beckett told me she got it straight from Ethel Johnson, who heard it from the wife of Joe Murphy. You know, that's the guy that works out of the airport. Said your brother and his wife had quite a fight.
Well, this is the first time... Wait a minute. Did you say the guy that works at the airport?
Yeah, that's the one. So it's true, eh?
No, it's not true. They had a flight last week. They went up in an airplane.
Oh, is that all? Well, I was sure it must have been a mistake of some kind. Yeah. You know, it's a shame the way some people gossip. Well, there, a couple more customers. Give a holler if you want anything more.
Okay, Charlie. Boy, he sure got that story all mixed up.
Oh, he's just a harmless old gossip himself. I guess that's all about he's got to do being a bachelor. You know, it's really a shame he never had a romance and got married.
Oh. Yeah. And, speaking of romance, there's something I've been wanting to ask you, Sally. Something that would mean an awful lot to me if you'd say yes.
Look, Daniel, don't look at me that way. Can't we discuss this some other time?
Absolutely not. Some other time might be too late. I've got to ask you now.
Well,
Sally.
Yes?
Sally, will you go to the matinee for Rialto with me next Saturday?
Is that all?
Will you, Sally? I mean, Sally.
Well, I don't know. They always have Western pictures at the Rialto, and I much prefer good musicals.
Well, if you want some high-class music, here's your chance. What's better than a good horse opera?
Oh, I'm afraid I can't. I already have sort of a tentative engagement.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead and say it. With Ronald Redfield, a twerp.
Oh, Ronald is not a twerp. He's a sweet boy, refined, cultured, and handsome.
Yeah, I know. He crochets a mean doily, too. But forget about him, Sally. How about the show Saturday?
Well, I'll have to think it over. I might be able to work it into my schedule.
Schedule? What kind of talk is that?
Well, you need to act so startled. That's just the British pronunciation.
You mean schedule?
I prefer the British way. I've been studying a book on the true English language as spoken in England. Have you been doing any reading this summer?
No, I'm afraid I haven't been much of a scholar since high school let out.
Daniel, why do you keep making fun of people like Ronald and myself who want to become intellectual?
Oh, I was only kidding, Sally. But there's plenty of time for all that stuff when you go to college. Why worry about it now?
Well, you might not be able to get into a college unless you work hard now. That's why Ronald is studying this summer. He'll be going to Yale next year. Won't that be wonderful? A Yale man.
Yeah, that's great. But who wants to spend the rest of his life fixing padlocks?
Danny Blake, you're impossible. Thanks for the soda, the movie's out, and goodbye. And you needn't bother to ask me again, either. Either. But Sally!
Nuts.
Danny.
Yeah, sure was. Every paper sold, and earlier than usual, too.
I wonder if Cheeks sold all of his papers.
Somehow I kind of doubt it, Tyrone. There's one way of finding out. Come on, let's go call him.
Okay, Danny. Hey, you never did tell me what it was besides personality that helps so much in business.
Yeah, I guess I have kind of brushed that aside. Come on, I'll show you.
Walter Tetley.
You and your big ideas. I haven't sold as many papers today as I usually do by this time.
I can't understand it, Jack. I thought sure to sign out in front of do the trick. Maybe people just ain't interested in the news no more.
Hi, Mr. Nichols. Just wanted to tell you how much Charlie Carson appreciated that cigar.
Is that all you came in here for?
Well, I was just passing by on my way home when I thought...
On your way home? Well, what about your papers?
Oh, I'm all sold out. You know, they went like hotcakes today for some reason.
Well, I'll be... Now, listen, kid, it's getting late and I've got a bunch left. You want to buy some of mine?
No, thanks. I can't afford your prices.
What are you talking about? I'm selling them for 3 cents. Didn't you see my sign?
Well, yes, but I don't think Rembrandt's got a thing to worry about.
Rembrandt? What do you mean, kid?
Oh, nothing. Come on, Tyrone, we better be going.
But, Danny, which is the most important in business? A good personality or a good paintbrush?
Quiet, Tyrone.
Huh? Hey, what is this?
Hurry up, Tyrone. Get moving.
Why, you little brats. Come on, Green Punch. Let's take a look outside.
Yeah, sure, sure. Hey, Jake. Look at your sign.
Huh?
Why buy your papers here for 8 cents? Be practical. See the kid on the corner.
That looks like something new's been added.
Well, he changed it. He made it 8 out of my 3. I'll get that kid if it's the last thing I do.
Boy, I thought for a minute he was going to get us, Tyrone. That was a close one, huh? I said that was a close one. Tyrone, why don't you answer when I'm talking to you?
I can't, Danny. I got a lump in my throat.
Ah, oh, relax. There's nothing to be scared of now.
Who's scared? I swallowed my bubble gum.
This is Wendell Niles speaking and reminding you to be sure to listen in next week to The Kid on the Corner, starring Walter Tetley. The Kid on the Corner was transcribed and produced in Hollywood by Al Capstaff and written by Artie Smith. Music was composed and conducted by Jack Meekins.